The Average Network takes you beneath the cold, misty streets of Washington, D.C. to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the Bush administration. This is episode 29 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We find Count Cheney communing with the living head of Dr. Henry Kissinger in the Rumpus Cavern.
How did you convince Boehmer to return to Baghdad?
I told him that if he didn't go, I would pull his intestines out through his nostrils. I can do that, remember?
Yes, Bill Casey's brain remembers, too.
An unfortunate accident. I was reaching for Oliver North and sneezed.
You have only Elliot Abrams' word to back you up. What about Bremer?
He decided that Baghdad was less dangerous than sharing a continent with me.
He might have a point.
No, don't be silly, Henry. Politicians have very few essential nutrients. Even radio announcers are more satisfying.
I don't really need to know the particulars of your diet, Richard. Will Bremer stay put?
He's beginning to seem a bit panicky. He may try to jump in front of a car bomber.
The PR would be terrific. Encourage him.
Can do, Henry. Ah, Rumsfeld. What news from the Periscope? With George out of the country, everything's pretty quiet. Except for Ted Kennedy, of course.
Of course.
Is George on schedule?
Mostly. He and Tony Blair keep stopping for impromptu prayer sessions.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that, Donald. Is the video link prepared?
They'll be calling any minute, Master.
Assuming that their cell phones will work past the protesters.
I talked to their police. They refused to even consider my nerve gas option.
Did you assure them it was non-lethal?
I don't think they believed me, Henry.
Imagine that.
The video is coming, Masters.
Ah, there you are, Mr. President. Mr. Prime Minister.
Hello, Henry. Hello, Count Cheney. Your teeth are larger than they look in the photographs.
An arrangement with my photographers.
You aren't using your Sean Connery voice, Tony.
No, Sean needed it. He's doing commercials and running for King of Scotland.
You really need to do something about those protesters of yours, Anthony. We ain't so bad, Dick. Most of them's weirdos and tree huggers and commies. Sure, a lot of
the numbers hardly matter. It just looks bad.
Well, perhaps if you'd stop blaming me for everything.
I know our lot had the bad intel, but your lot keeps trying to rationalize it. Now that transparent rubbish in the Treatley Standard. You really should be ashamed.
We tried to warn them, but no one has any influence on Steve Hayes. He's a twit.
At least he's our twit. Well, how come nobody over here likes me? That there queen filler, Bartlesby.
Elizabeth George.
Well, I know Elizabeth George. Weren't she in Dynasty?
You're thinking Susan Day George, Mr. President. I think that was L.A. Law.
You two, stop it.
I was watching Yes, Minister.
You three, shut up. Elizabeth Windsor is Queen of England. End of comment. George, the reason you aren't popular in England is because they are jealous. All the Australian actors come to America now. Ian McKellen and Anthony Hopkins live in Santa Monica.
Hey, that's right, and we got Jim Carrey. Well, there went that argument, Henry. Hang on, Stanley Kubrick lived here.
Too artsy. You can keep him. Listen here, Anthony. You can join us in our economic colonization of the world, or your faded, rather tedious country may sink into well-deserved obscurity without us.
You could be the next Iceland. Cute, but irrelevant.
Unless you're a whale.
You're a hard-living head, Henry.
It's a hard world, Tony.
You only go around a few times in life and undead afterlife.
Or in a hat box.
I don't think I'm completely comfortable with your worldview. You two made everything seem simple and inevitable. And ever since that half-hearted Afghan campaign, things have gotten worse. We're not helping you when you go after Cuba.
No one asked you to.
Well, I thought perhaps.
Henry!
Look, Dick, we need more international support.
Why don't we talk to Putin?
Simple. He can't afford us. George merely keeps saying that the protests are a wonderful form of free speech and free expression.
Some of them limeys act like I'm a creep, and I ain't. I'm real nice. Heaven knows you paid enough people to say so.
We ain't supposed to say heaven around Count Cheney.
Sorry, Richard.
We'll let it pass this time, Anthony. Look, it's this way. When Iraq cracks and threatens to collapse completely, we've an out that can make you and George seem positively heroic.
Well, it'd best be rather good.
It is. We're trying to get Jerry Bremer killed.
That's not very nice at all.
Well, if worse comes to worse, George can just reassign him.
Can I send him to Sitka, Alaska?
George, you don't know where Sitka is.
Yeah, I do. Well, mostly. I know it's the second coldest place we got an army base.
Interesting idea, George.
I'll look into it for us, Henry.
Good. At any rate, we get rid of Bremer and replace him with Rudy Giuliani. Everybody loves Rudy.
Except for people who have been close to him for very long. True enough, but it is a brilliant plan. We're going to send Ollie North as his adjutant.
You're mad! The whole lot of you! Her Majesty warned me about you, but I wouldn't pay attention.
You should have known when my old accomplice, Mrs. Thatcher, was so cheered by George and my victory against the forces of Gore.
Gosh, you're right. Is Mrs. Thatcher one of you creatures?
Tony, haven't you been watching? Vampires are everywhere. When was the last time you saw Jack Straw in the sunlight?
Good Lord. Oh, sorry. Well, I'm keeping my crucifix close at hand.
Can we go? We gotta change a gourd or something.
Changing of the guard, George. You'll enjoy it. It's got lots of shiny things about.
Whoa, okay. I like shiny stuff. Let's go wave at folks some more, too.
Good idea, George.
Hi, everybody. Oh, hi, Icky TV people.
Badness graceless. What's that?
It's pale and skinny. Is it another vampire?
Gosh, no. It's Liz Taylor's friend, Michael Jackson. He's hiding from the California police in Buckingham.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Ain't he weird?
I'm not weird. I'm Peter Pan. Wanna see?
Hey, let go of my feet.
No, look. It's okay.
Hey, put me down. Oh, no. Wait. No, don't put me down.
I thought he just did that with babies.
Oh, don't let go. Oh, no.
Apparently not.
Wait a minute.
Oh, dear. Whoa. I think he dropped him.
You shouldn't have wriggled so much. Mr. President.
Oh, dear. Dr. Henry, Count Cheney, he seems to be all right. It was only 25 feet, and he landed on his head.
Thank the powers, his least vulnerable organ.
The Average Network has brought you episode 29 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were thoroughly investigated and declared average by our executive celebrity impersonation officer, Mr. Warren Commission. This is Pablo T. Flies impersonating Pablo T. Flies and staying obediently tuned.